New Country, Z100, 8 minutes after eight. Luke Bryan, Most People Are Good. Hey, good morning to you, Kent in the Country Morning Show. And I tell you what's good. Maple syrup on pancakes. There was one year, one day of my life, I thought it'd be cool to just have a pancake without the maple syrup. And I still remember it. It was the summer of 97. JP is in here with Touch of Nature. I remember that time I had a pancake without maple syrup. I was like, this is not good at all.
What a mistake.
That was the life lesson I learned right there. It's like, you've got to have syrup. There's like no syrup in the house or something. I'm like, oh, I want pancakes.
I mean, there are mistakes in life, but that is a mistake.
Well, we're going to find out all about maple syrup and how it is made. The real maple syrup. I'm not talking about the high fructose corn syrup bottle that you get at the store. Touch of Nature, and we're proud to be a partner in this, and I sound real goofy right now, but I'm excited because you may not know about this. JP, tell us what's happening. It's this weekend, right?
It is. It's coming up the 24th and the 25th, Saturday and Sunday. It's our annual Maple Syrup Festival. It's something that Touch of Nature's been doing for many years as an educational program, and just over the last few years, it's actually turned into a community wide festival event for us.
Nice.
And it's just a great opportunity for us to be able to invite the community out to Touch of Nature for something to do in those winter months when sometimes it's hard to find something to do on the weekends, and we're able to get folks out and give them a taste of Southern Illinois.
How much does this cost?
There's a cost only to come and eat. There's activities that anybody can come out and be a part
of.
If you want to eat, it's $12 for an adult, $6 for kids 6 to 12, and free for kids 5 and under.
Are you using the real maple syrup there on the pancakes?
You better believe it. We produce the syrup ourselves on site.
What a deal. Because if you go to the store and you look at the syrup, which is supposedly the real syrup in the glass bottle, this is a deal and a half. I mean, this is the way to do it right here. Bring your whole family out to Touch of Nature.
It doesn't get much more fresh.
Than, right.
I mean, literally the staff were just out this week emptying sap buckets.
Unbelievable.
To prepare that for syrup.
Okay, now comes heavy question time to JP from Touch of Nature. You have to put a thing in the tree. And is this the time to do it? Are the conditions okay to get the sap from the tree to make this stuff?
Well, I was telling you earlier, we're kind of on the southern edge of syrup production in the United States for that right temperature.
Yeah.
We need cold nights and we need warmer days. And that's what makes that sap release from the trees.
I see what you're saying.
Yep. And so what that thing that you were talking about is a spile. And that spile gets shot into the tree, not very far, just an inch or so. And that's just enough to release that sap out into a bucket.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so the weather conditions have been back and forth for us the last few years. Last year was actually a really low production year.
Okay.
This year, you know, we've had a pretty cold winter.
Oh, yeah.
So we've had good production.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I know.
All right.
We're pretty excited about that.
Let me ask you this. You get about, I don't know how many gallons of this stuff, but once you have it, then comes the refining process. And my friend Matt Linson here at work, who attended this event last year, he took pictures of the refining process because you don't just take it out of a tree and put it on a pancake. There's something else that goes there.
You are correct.
Yeah.
It's about a 40-to-1 process.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Wow.
40 gallons of sap will produce about a gallon of syrup.
So it goes from one bin to the next and you refine it again, you add heat.
So if you're thinking about tapping that maple tree in your backyard.
You better get some out of there.
Yeah, exactly. We tap almost about 115 to 120 trees to produce what we produce, and that's been around 20 to 25 gallons this year.
That's incredible. Okay, so is it just Saturday or is it Saturday and Sunday?
It is both days, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pancakes from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. only.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yep.
So you're out there flipping pancakes, and then we're using the syrup that you actually got from the trees there at Touch of Nature.
As well as a homemade pancake recipe. It's nothing out of the box.
Man.
We don't mess around.
How many people are going to be out there eating breakfast on Saturday and Sunday? Okay, so they say maybe rain on Saturday, so we got a covered place to go in and eat the pancakes.
Rain doesn't affect the taste of the pancakes or the syrup. Just let me tell you that.
This is great.
And you know, there's indoor activities as well. I know I know Saturday is looking a little scary to some folks, but hey, we're an outdoor camp. We're an outdoor education facility. We, you know, we're making up for that. We've got indoor activities, food served indoors. So don't let it scare you.
Okay. So 9 o'clock on Saturday, 9 on Sunday, the Touch of Nature Environmental Center with SIU. There's a lot of great things that happen all year long. And JP usually comes in and tells us about this. And, you know, Camp Little Giant is one of the big ones that they do. But this is great. You can support the things that go on here and enjoy a taste of Southern Illinois. Literally, 40 gallons of sap comes down. It takes 40 gallons to make 1 gallon of syrup.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
That is crazy. And so
12 to 16 hours to, you were talking about the process to get sap into syrup. So just the boil down process is 12 to 16 hours to create that syrup.
Oh, heavens.
But let me say the sugar content is high this year. So we're getting a little bit better than a 40 to 1, which also means the syrup's nice and sweet.
Now, here's the other thing. I know you got to get down to Tom Miller, but this is my kind of festival. It revolves around food and a food item. About a year and a half ago, I decided I was not going to be a guy that pours the syrup over the pancake. I became a dipper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a big move, and my family laughed at me. They said, no, you're silly. Just pour it on there. I said, no, because look, now my pancake stays fresh. And sometimes the pancake soaks it up so much that the syrup kind of just, I want the syrup to be syrupy. You know what I mean? And then I want the pancake to be cakey.
That sounds like you might need to go and talk with somebody about that.
So I became a dipper. So I have my syrup on the side. I have my pancake right here. However you do it, it's going to be fun. Hopefully we've piqued your curiosity. There's more about the 2018 Maple Syrup Festival and Pancake Breakfast on our New Country Z100 Facebook. JP, thank you so much, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ken.
And you're welcome. 8:15 this morning. You want to find out more? Probably the more important questions are going to be asked by Tom Miller. He's heading down to our sister station, 1340 a.m. in the morning news watch there.